This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
It's the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Harry, I believe you've got a wildlife update for me.
Oh, now you bloody love a raccoon.
I love a raccoon. Well, I'm indifferent to the animal, the beast itself, but the stories, a raccoon story I'm bloody mad for.
When animals attack, raccoons is your go-to.
It is.
And
nuggety little things.
This week I was thinking of you because I was reading the paper, sitting down.
Old school.
And came across a cracking raccoon story.
No.
Guy in America, Alabama.
American classic already.
Yep. Alabama, famous for Einsteins over there. He got done for drink driving, so he had a breathalyzer in the car, right? So he goes to the pub, he gets absolutely trolleyed again, gets in the car, and he's like, oh, I can't drive because I got my breathalyzer.
Got the immobilizer on.
What do I do?
Let me guess. You grab a raccoon and chuck it on the end of the breatho.
He went into the park, trapped a raccoon that was foraging around in the bins, grabbed it, popped it in the car, squeezed the life out of it into the breathalyzer to get that going.
When you say squeeze the life out of it, you just turn a phrase.
Squeezed it, the raccoon basically passes out from all the breath being squeezed out of it.
Oh.
He gets the car going, happy days. He's driving home. Raccoon wakes up, goes, hang on a minute, this isn't my usual habitat. Attacks him. When raccoons attacks him.
Excellent.
Crashes the car.
Yes.
He loses two legs.
Oh my God.
Raccoon saunders away.
Saunters away. Yeah. They're the cockroach of the mammal world. Yeah.
Gives him the raccoon finger, gets back into nature.
Well done to the raccoon. Cacoon,
so he was a drunk driver, got the raccoon to get him going, and then he crashed the car anyway.
Yep.
So but at the raccoon's fault.
This is a great story. Yep. I'm sorry that the man lost his legs because that's a sad outcome. But also, if you have the wherewithal to trap
what
a raccoon.
What is that word?
Ability.
Yeah. We'll say ability.
If you have the wherewithal to trap.
Sounds like another animal, a friend of the raccoon.
The cousin, the Wetherall.
If you have the ability to trap a raccoon while you're drunk, I would argue that you're sober enough to drive.
Oh.
Because then I don't imagine, I've never seen one in real life, but I don't imagine they're that easy to catch.
Well, listen. This is what I'm thinking. My friend's got one of those immobilizers in the car, one of those breatho things. Let's trap a possum, see what happens.
No.
Yep.
No.
No, that's a great idea, Sean.
Possums are not a friend of our show, and on my mum's birthday, I'm not honouring it.
No, that's true. It's Carolyn's birthday.
Popping straight through the wall.
Maybe Carolyn might be at home tonight. She might be watching Downton Abbey. She'll hear a boom. And the possum will poke its head through and be like, happy birthday.
just a bit of catch-up time. You've missed me. Oh. You're the tag team on Joy. Good morning.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.